Hello and welcome to episode number 133 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 9, John 16, and Psalm 55 from the New Life Version. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are crossing over the Jordan today to take the land that belongs to nations greater and stronger than you, with big cities, with walls as high as heaven. The people there are strong and tall, the sons of Anakim. You know of them and have heard it said, who can stand in front of the sons of Anak? And you know today that it is the Lord your God who is crossing over before you as a fire that destroys everything. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you may drive them out and be quick to destroy them, just as the Lord has told you. But after the Lord your God has driven them out before you, do not say in your heart, the Lord has brought me in to take this land because I am right and good. It is because of the sin of these nations that the Lord is driving them out in front of you. It is not because of your being right with God that you are going to take their land, but it is because of the sin of these nations that the Lord your God is driving them out in front of you. By this, the Lord is proving that he keeps the promise he made to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand that it is not because you are right with God that the Lord your God is giving you this good land for your own, for you are a strong-willed people. Remember and do not forget how you made the Lord your God angry in the desert. You have gone against the Lord from the day you left the land of Egypt until you came to this place. Even at Mount Sinai you made the Lord angry. The Lord was so angry with you that he would have destroyed you. I went up the mountain to receive the pieces of stone, the laws of the agreement which the Lord had made with you. I stayed on the mountain 40 days and nights. I did not eat bread or drink water. Then the Lord gave me the 2 pieces of stone written by the finger of God. On them were the words the Lord had spoken with you on the mountain from the fire on the day of the meeting. At the end of 40 days and nights, the Lord gave me the 2 pieces of stone, the laws of the agreement. Then the Lord said to me, get up, hurry and go down from here, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have become very sinful. They have been quick to turn away from what I told them. They have made a false god for themselves. And the Lord said to me, I have seen these people. See, they are strong-willed. Let me alone so I may destroy them and destroy their name from under heaven. I will make you into a nation that will be greater and stronger than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain while the mountain was burning with fire. The 2 pieces of the stone of the agreement were in my 2 hands, and I saw that it was true that you had sinned against the Lord your God. You had made for yourselves a calf out of gold. You had been quick to turn away from what the Lord had told you. So I took the 2 pieces of stone and threw them from my hands and broke them in front of your eyes. Then again I fell down before the Lord for 40 days and nights. I did not eat bread or drink water because of all the sin you had done. You did what was sinful in the eyes of the Lord and made him angry. I was afraid of the anger of the Lord, which was burning against you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me again. The Lord was angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. So I prayed for Aaron at the same time also. Then I took your sinful thing, the calf you had made, and burned it with fire and crushed it. I ground it into pieces until it was as fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the river that flowed down from the mountain. You made the Lord angry again at Taberah, Massa, and Kibroth Hattaavah. The Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go and take for your own the land I have given you. But you went against what the Lord your God had told you to do. You did not believe him or listen to his voice. You have gone against the Lord from the day I first knew you. So I fell down before the Lord and lay 40 days and nights because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord God, do not destroy your people, your chosen nation, whom you have set free by your power and brought out of Egypt with a strong hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look at the strong will or sin or wrongdoing of these people. Or the land you brought us from may say, the Lord was not able to bring them into the land he promised them. Because he hated them, he brought them out to kill them in the desert. Yet they are your people, your chosen nation, whom you have brought out by your great power and your long arm. John chapter 16. I have told you these things, so you will not be ashamed of me and leave me. They will put you out of the places of worship. The time will come when anyone who kills you will think he is helping God. They will do these things to you because they do not know the Father or me. When these things happen, you will remember I told you they would happen. That is why I am telling you about these things now. I did not tell you these things before because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Your hearts are full of sorrow because I am telling you these things. I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go away. If I do not go, the Helper will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. When the Helper comes, he will show the world the truth about sin. He will show the world about being right with God, and he will show the world what it is to be guilty. He will show the world about sin, because they do not put their trust in me. He will show the world about being right with God, because I go to my Father, and you will see me no more. He will show the world what it is to be guilty, because the leader of this world, Satan, is guilty. I have many things to say to you. You are not strong enough to understand them now. The Holy Spirit is coming. He will lead you into all truth. He will not speak his own words. He will speak what he hears. He will tell you of things to come. He will honor me. He will receive what is mine and will tell it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said to you, he will receive what is mine and will tell it to you. In a little while you will not see me. Then in a little while you will see me again. Some of his followers said to each other, what is he trying to tell us when he says, in a little while you will not see me, and in a little while you will see me again, and because I go to my Father? So they said, what is he trying to tell us by saying, a little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew they wanted to ask him something. He said to them, are you asking each other why I said, in a little while you will not see me, and in a little while you will see me again? For sure, I tell you, you will cry and have sorrow, but the world will have joy. You will have sorrow, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman gives birth to a child, she has sorrow because her time has come. After the child is born, she forgets her pain. She is full of joy because a child has been born into the world. You are sad now. I will see you again, and then your hearts will be full of joy. No one can take your joy from you. When the time comes that you see me again, you will ask me no question. For sure, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive. Then your joy will be full. I have told you these things in picture stories. The time is coming when I will not use picture stories. I will talk about my Father in plain words. In that day, you will ask in my name. I will not ask the Father for you, because the Father loves you. He loves you because you love me and believe that I came from the Father. I came from the Father and have come into this world. I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His followers said to him, now you are talking in plain words. You're not using picture stories. Now we are sure you know everything. You do not need anyone to tell you anything. Because of this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus said to them, do you believe now? The time is coming. Yes, it is already here, when you will be going your own way. Everyone will go to his own house and leave me alone. Yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you these things so that you may have peace in me. In the world you will have much trouble, but take hope, I have power over the world. Psalm chapter 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not hide yourself from what I ask. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I have no peace, because of the voice of those who hate me and the power of the sinful. For they bring trouble upon me, and in anger they keep on having bad thoughts against me. My heart is in pain within me. The fears of death have come upon me. I have begun shaking with fear. Fear has power over me, and I say, if only I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would go far away. I would live in the desert. I would hurry to my safe place, away from the wild wind and storm. Mix them up, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I have seen fighting and trouble in the city. They go around on its walls day and night. Sin and wrongdoing are within it. Destroying powers are in the city. Trouble and lies never leave its streets. I would be able to take it if one who hates me were putting me to shame. I could hide from him. It is not one who hates me who has put himself up against me, but it is you, a man like myself, one who has gone with me, my close friend. We shared together, and we walked with the people in the house of God. Let death take them by surprise. Let them go down alive to the grave, for sin is with them where they live. As for me, I will call on God, and the Lord will save me. I will cry out and complain in the evening and morning and noon, and he will hear my voice. He will save my soul in peace from those who make war against me, for there are many who fight me. God sits on his throne forever, and he will hear them and bring trouble upon them, because there has been no change in them. They do not fear the Lord. He goes against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his agreement. What he says is smoother than butter, but war is in his heart. His words are softer than oil, yet they are raised swords. Give all your cares to the Lord, and he will give you strength. He will never let those who are right with him be shaken. But you, O God, will bring the sinful down into the hole that destroys. Men who kill and lie will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. May God bless the reading of his word. In today's chapter from Psalms, starting at verse 12, the writer begins talking about a friend who betrayed him. Now, it isn't clear in the English that he's transitioned from talking to God to talking to another person. I just thought I'd point that out in case you were confused. And then in John today, Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit. Some people have a bit of a misconception about him, the Holy Spirit, in that they will refer to him as it. But Jesus calls the Holy Spirit he several times. So please understand, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, and he is not an it. And I might as well pick out a nugget from Deuteronomy too, as long as I'm at it. I like the fact that Moses pointed out to the people of Israel that it was not because of their goodness or deservedness that God was giving them the land. It was because of God's honoring the promise he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The reason I like that was that it's a good thing for us to remember when God does good things for us. Whatever good we receive is not because we are good or deserving. In ourselves, we're sinners. It's only because of the blood of Christ that we can receive anything good from God. It is his work and his grace that is in effect. Amen? Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.